In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, God said, "Get out of your country and from your kindred and your father's house unto a land that I will show you." God said, "I'm going to show you this land. I'm not going to just sit here and talk to you about this land. I'm not going to draw you a map of this land. I'm not going to tell you where the green pastures are. Not going to tell you where the best neighborhoods are. I'm not going to explain to you their weather pattern. I just want to show it to you." There's a state out in the Midwest. It's called the Show Me State. I like that. Just don't tell me about the goodness and the love and the grace and the mercies of God. Show me. Moses told God. He said, "Show me thy glory, God." Don't we want God to show us his glory? Not just tell us about it, just write to us about it. We want God to show his glory to us. To the children of Israel, he showed them his mercy. He showed them his goodness and his long suffering. He says, "Yet when I showed you the water that came out of the rock and flowed like rivers, you still question whether or not I could prepare a table in the wilderness." So God led Abraham to a land that he wanted him to possess, and he showed him this land. God is ready to show you his glory. Joshua told the children of Israel, when they were getting ready to cross over the Jordan, he says, "From this day on, you're going to know that the living God is among you." They would know because of what they would see. They would see him dry up the land so they could cross the river Jordan. "From this day forward, you're going to know that the living God is among you." That's a wonderful thought. What God will show us will be hard to believe. What God tells us to do will not always make sense. When we debate with God and trust in our own common sense, it's like a moral blasphemy against God. The call of God sometimes may embarrass us because it comes to us in sealed orders. When God calls us, he does not always tell us what we can expect. Faith never knows where it's going all the time, but it knows and it loves the one that's leading us. It's a life of faith, not one of intellectual reasoning. Abraham was called despite all of his limitations and his weaknesses. He was called and he obeyed. This life of Abraham is filled with minute instructions with regard to the life of faith. The call of God can never be stated explicitly. It is implicit. The call of God is like the call of the sea or the call of the mountains. No one hears these calls but the one who has the nature of the sea or the nature of the mountain hears them. No one hears the call of God who has not the nature of God in him, because this call is unto a called out relationship with God himself for his own purpose. When God came to Abraham and told him he wanted him to leave his home country, his family, his kindred, I don't believe that this was the first conversation that he had had with God. I believe that they had conversed many times, and Abraham had come to trust him. Abraham trusted God. When God said, "I want you to go to a place that I will show you," Abraham started packing. Sarah, no doubt, disagreed with his thought at first. I believe she thought that this is crazy, but if Abe says, "Let's do it," I'm going to do it. Because I know that here lately he's been talking to this God of his, this one that he found one day while roaming the hillsides. He believes in this God, and if Abe believes in it, I will too. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.